Academy.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Challenged. As always, I am Brian. Sitting next to me is
Amanda.
Across from me,
Big Uncle Sweetie.
Next to Tim is
Daisy Sue Watson.
Daisy. She's hanging out with her coloring book.
My daughter.
She's tired of it though. She's putting her markers away.
Being a pest.
She's got a marker on her nose.
Right. Yeah, I schooled her. You got to give us $5 for the video access to see me destroying my daughter in a wrestling match. Mm-hmm. Embarrassing her like a bully. You got to give me $250 of it. All right. Daisy gets $250 of every $5 subscription for the wrestling video.
Hey, everybody. Head over to challengepod.com. You can join our Facebook group. Or you can also join our Patreon so you can see this video of Tim abusing his child. She looks really upset.
Yeah, no, she's devastated.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Daisy? Right, will you ever recover?
She'll survive.
Get out of here.
You'll be able to join our Patreon, $1 a month. Tons of back episodes, after shows, pre-shows, all kinds of video, blah, blah, blah. $2 a month, we say your name. $5 a month, you get video. Hey, everybody.
Hey, you'll watch me pick dog hair out of my beer. Like, how did I get dog hair up here?
Those are pubic
hair. No, stop it. This is freaking Margo hair. Her hair is everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you just find clumps of her hair after she leaves here after she stays?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
But I can't decide if they're Margo or pubic hair.
Stop it. They're totally Margo confused. Hair.
Tim's been drinking.
Totally.
It's my thing.
It's my thing.
Can we get into this week's episode?
Yes.
So shut
Tim up.
Let's get into it.
I'm a little feisty tonight, guys.
A little drunk, I think.
Yeah. This episode, let's talk about it. The Challenge USA episode 10, friends.
Oh, man.
Which we found out today.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Next week is the season
Next
finale.
This
is the penultimate, right?
Yeah. I thought we had only second to two last. Or three more episodes.
Me too. Yeah. Kind of a surprise.
Yeah. This episode titled Pledges of Allegiance. So, in regards to Ben's allegiance to Enzo, I do believe.
Oh, Benzo. I really like
Benzo. I love it. Oh, I love it.
I love it when it matches.
I'm a
like
pharmacy
that.
Nerd yeah. and. I'm telling you what, nothing like a good combo that makes a benzo.
like a pharmacy joke.
Yes.
Pharmacy joke.
I love
pharmacy
it.
Pharmacy combination.
A good pharmacy joke. I like it.
Well, and I like it when you can combine names that include both full names.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
rare. That's a yes. rare thing, and I really enjoyed that mm-hmm. this episode.
Benjenzo. Oh, fuck. Didn't work.
You're trying to do Benjamin?
Yeah.
Maybe that's not his name.
Right.
I mean,
probably
is. So yeah, the previously on was by Dom and Enzo, though, fan in the fire pit saying things are heating up, and Enzo says things are heating up, let's go. Like
dumb
weak.
I like
it. It's better, but like some people have been fanning the flames. That would have been better.
Totally.
Listen, I like Enzo and you're not gonna change
these CBS guys gotta take some cues from these MTV guys. Mm-hmm. MTV guys are better at this.
They are way better at this. So this episode starts off after Sarah's win over Cachet, and we're back at the house where Sarah says that it's just Team Sarah, which is
it's always been
her, Justine, and Kayla. Now they all
it's
celebrate.
Weird that it's named after Sarah, though.
Yeah, yeah, right. They all celebrate in the bathroom together. At this point, I just think that Justine and Kayla know that they don't have anybody else. Like, I don't think it's Sarah and, she's just, we like working with her and she's so nice and she's, you know, like, I think it's literally just like these two have nobody else. Like, yeah. And Sarah thinks it's like, I'm the greatest. And it's just like, yeah.
Yeah. It is weird that Desi's also floating out there. And they say like, we got to act like Desi's, she's part of here.
Yeah,
and
Desi's out. Though.
Bring her in and stuff.
Yeah.
But why don't Kayla and whoever else?
Go over to her. Justine.
Justine, thank yeah. you. Go over to Desi's side.
Right? Yeah. Fuck Sarah.
Yeah, fuck Sarah.
Yeah. Well, Desi's side is the whole rest of the house side, though. And they won't take everybody. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah.
So,
like, are you sure?
Unfortunately. So yeah, then we get the Ben and Enzo. Ben says that he loves Enzo and that he is his sanity in this house, even though he is not in his alliance. Enzo reminds us multiple times how old he is. He says here he's 44, Bri, 1 year older than you.
Ooh, wow, old man.
You know what's crazy though is he looks a little older than me. Older than that to me. Like, is that weird? Like, I feel like
nope. That's how I feel about everybody, even my age.
Right? I don't know.
Dominic's 43,
like,
right?
That's I look at Brian though, and I'm like, Enzo's just a year older than you. Like,
what do you think about Dominic versus Wolfie?
Oh yeah, I think that they could probably be comparable. Maybe
she looks at me. She sees like the Templar knight from Last Crusade.
What?
Who's guarding the Holy Grail? That's what I look like to her right now.
I have no idea what that reference means.
It is because we've watched the movie.
I don't know.
You've never seen.
I don't remember.
You've never
seen Indiana Jones. Because we watch it together.
I don't remember. You've never seen it.
There's the old knight that's guarding the Holy Grail. It's like, pick one, choose wisely.
And he can't pass the seal or he turns into a skeleton?
Oh, she's Googling it now.
I got to see a picture of it. I don't know. He's an old-looking
knight guy. He chose
poorly.
Poorly.
Oh, yeah. No, that is not what I think you look like. Stop that. Would you please? No, I needed a visual reference. No, that is not what I think you look like. Stop that.
That's what she sees.
No, I think
he's decaying in front of my eyes.
I think everybody my age looks way older. This is just me being rude.
Yeah.
But no, Dominic, I know Dominic is probably 6 months older than me, but I look at him just like, who's that old fucking guy on this show? Why is he, what's he doing here?
See, I do
that.
I think Dom looks like our age. Like, he doesn't, you know what I mean?
Dom,
like,
could be 10 years older than me.
I don't think so.
See, I do the opposite where I'm like, man, that person seems so much older than me. 36? What?
But yeah, he says that it's not easy for him to do these challenges, but hey, he wants to win this. Then we get Dom, Danny, and Tyson. They're basically worried now this is a men's week, so they're worried about Enzo or Danny winning. Then we get Angela and Ben talking. Angela is happy with who she has kind of set up to go to the final with. And this is where the point where Ben's finally like, oh, I guess I should think about that. Ben, I love you, yeah. Ben, but you should have been thinking about this for quite a while now.
Yeah. The thing is, it's mostly Big Brother and Survivor people, which is a very different game than the challenge. Yeah. Big Brother and Survivor are all about just vote out. It's just a
vote.
It's a numbers game.
They're gone. They're not like a chance of them coming back.
Yeah. And now, I mean, with the challenge, it is all about the final and who you can perform with and who you can beat and who you don't want to go up against. Yep. And it seems like Tyson is thinking of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he might be the only dude.
Yeah, that's, I think so.
Thinking of things in those terms.
Yeah. So, Ben's finally starting to think about that. So then that takes us into the challenge.
I will smack his head and eat it.
This challenge is called Code Crossing. TJ says, two at a time, you'll go head to head using pegs to build a bridge on the side of a moving semi truck. Once to the end, you will climb up and pull a cord, which will release a red smoke. If no one finishes, the winner will be whoever makes it the farthest. And I feel like whenever we hear this part, because I feel like we don't get these little like caveats.
Right.
Unless they mean something. So I think TJ goes on these rampages or like these, you know, kind of like this full dialogue when they do these challenges of these little like things. But we don't always hear all of them if they don't pertain to whatever it is. But we heard this, which means we kind of know not a lot of people are going to finish this or something like that, or no one is. And then he also says, if you fall off, you DQ, and that you only have 3 minutes to finish this.
Oof, doesn't seem like a whole lot of time.
3 fucking minutes. Good God. So, then he also says the little caveat where everyone gets 6 pegs to strategically place on the wall of the semi before they get up there anywhere they want.
Mm-hmm.
And of course this is a men's day. So the slowest man or the man who makes it the least far is going into the arena. So Yeah. First up, foremost, of course, we get Danny, who says he's excited. Yes, but he's scared as hell. Yes, because he says, like, normal people don't do this kind of stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't go out and climb on the side of semis. Like,
why not?
So yeah, of course I'm scared, but I'm excited too. He says that if Kiki was there, she would tell him, you better get out there and kill it.
6 minutes in, first Kiki.
Love Kiki.
Was it the first or the only?
That was the only Kiki reference, I think, this episode. Yeah. There's always one, though. There's always at least one. So, yeah. So, first out of the gate, we have David versus Tyson. Yeah. I wonder how they chose this order. How bizarre that Tyson had to go first. but, yeah. So, they place their pegs. Tyson thinks that he's like, hey, you know, I don't know if in that time frame anybody's going to really finish. So his strategy is to place all of his pegs close to the front so that he can get as far as he can kind of in the front to get out there. And of course, David just kind of copies Tyson because...
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, because he's David and that's Tyson. Okay.
Looks like they're playing Battleship at first.
It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Tyson quickly realizes once he's out there that he has nowhere for his feet and he is super tall. So putting a peg way down by your feet and like, it's just not practical. So he has a really hard time. And he's pissed at himself because he says he should have known that that was going to be an issue. So he gets really worried, about being last, at the end of this.
And this is something we see a lot in the MTV challenge. Going first is a big detriment to your performance.
Huge. We've always seen that. Yeah.
If you can go first and win, that is an amazing.
Amazing. You are incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a CT maneuver.
Yes. Or a mark or something like that.
You know what
like
I mean? Like I've seen CT do that. Go first and win, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've seen anybody else do that.
Yeah. I think these challenge games, like... Yeah, for somebody like Survivor or Big Brother, it is a little more, it's a different game.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So when we see people come up with different strategies.
And these going in rounds too and being able to watch, like that's not a Survivor thing. They don't do anything like that on Survivor. Nothing. It's all done simultaneously in Survivor.
Yep.
So you can see this is completely different. Whereas, you know, like, are they thinking like I should be watching? I should be strategizing. Like, I think some of them are, but I don't think some of them do.
Yeah. I think in this case today, we see this keep being refined. Every round
gets a little bit better.
Yep. And then by the end, like they're fucking crushing it. And so not to take any win away from anybody, but going later is absolutely an advantage.
Oh yeah.
That you don't have going sooner.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, you take Tyson who went first, sucked.
Yeah.
Take Tyson, put him last. He might've finished this thing.
Oh, he would've finished, I think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Weirdly, I think Angela is about the only one who really... was really strategic about her pegs before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think that she watched what everybody was doing and figured out what the kind of thing, what she needed. And are you like, you think you're dumb if you don't think Tyson ran over to her after he got off that thing and said, hey, when you get up there, you put yourself freaking foot pegs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was obvious what happened.
She wasn't the first that did foot pegs either.
No.
Other people did foot pegs and did much better than Tyson. And then Angela just sort of kept refining that solution. And, you know.
So, yeah.
Taking nothing away from her. It's awesome that what she did. But
yeah.
Yeah. Considering she's the only one who actually finishes.
Yeah. Alyssa and Sarah are up next. Sarah tries to use Tyson's strategy of putting them all up front. But she falls off and completely DQs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That didn't work out for her. Dom and Danny, Danny realizes that he didn't even pack enough pegs in his little bags. You watch them pack all these pegs in these bags they have all over. Well, we watched Tyson do it, I guess. And Tyson and, David, they had all these like little pack areas all over them. They could pack these pegs into. And I guess Danny didn't even put that many in so he realized that he wasn't even going to have enough pegs to get all the way across. Dom, he did pretty good. He went pretty far. Even Tyson is kind of nervous about the fact that, you know, these two have probably outperformed him at this point. So, yeah, next up is Justine and Kayla. We had another Kayla DQ. Didn't we see her DQ like this earlier in the season?
She's very not quick, good physically. She freaks out.
Yeah, very quick. Like, I mean, she's the puzzle girl. Like, I feel like you get her in a puzzle and, like, she's good. I feel like, but yeah, she fell off and DQ'd about 5 seconds after they started. And she of course knows that it's embarrassing. She says, like, I was super freaking embarrassed. And, she waves to all the competitors as she rides by. Wow. Somebody remarks that it's like she's on a parade float. I thought that was pretty good. Then we get Ben and Enzo versus each other. Ben is the first one to do the foot pegs after, you know, or the first of the
foot pegs. That's right. Yeah. He was the one that said, like, everybody's putting him close, but I don't need help getting him close. I can just put them in close. Mm-hmm. So he put his a little further away, which is smarter.
And that's it. It was just that round. And the next round is Angela and Desi. And then Angela pretty much puts only them in as foot pegs. I think Desi was excited to go against Angela in this. I think that, like I said, I think that Desi is incredibly.
Desi seemed close.
Desi is an incredible competitor. And I think, like I said, I think in a final, the two of them head to head, if Angela made a mistake, Desi would overtake her. I just know it. Like, it's not, you know, it would just be one small mistake. You know, you'd have to run perfect. You know, either of them would have to run a perfect run to beat the other. But I think that both ways is possible with the two of them.
Yeah. Desi only seemed 30 seconds behind or something. I mean, she was
People don't talk
super
a
far.
Lot about, like, we haven't, you know, the rest of the house doesn't talk a lot about Desi and what a threat she is. But I think they are massively underestimating her.
Yeah.
Angela says that she loves competing individually. And she ends up being the only one to finish this. She said she likes a climbing challenge. But Desi, like we said, is super close. And she's happy for Angela that a woman is the only one to finish this. I think that's Desi's thing too, is that she's a strong woman who's just tired of the, you know, dialogue that women can't do anything better or the same as a man. I mean, I definitely... you know, feel her on that. And so she's, you know, she's excited for her. And she knows that, hey, this new alliance that I'm part of, Angela's a part of that. So, you know, okay. So at the end of this, TJ thanks Angela for her effort and announces that she's the only one that can finish and won.
He says, great job, everyone. Everybody claps. He's like, I was only talking to Angela.
Then he announces that Ben is the winner for the men. Good on you, Ben. And the loser for the men, dun, dun, dun. I was kind of worried about Tyson because we didn't really see what David did on the other side. We only saw kind of how far Tyson went.
Right.
And so the loser ended up being David.
Who's David?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Back at the house, we get Angela and Ben meeting with David, of course. And
don't say my name, bitch.
Angela asks him if he has anybody that he would want to go against, a name. And so David says either Dom or Tyson.
I love that answer, too.
Yeah.
Either the hardest guy to beat in the house or the easiest.
Yeah.
One of the two.
One of the two.
And I don't really care which one.
I don't
care. Just one of those two. That
I don't care.
That are completely different ends of the spectrum here.
Yeah.
Poor Dom.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know? I meant Dom was the hardest guy.
Right. I'm sure you did.
So Angela, so then of course David leaves and then they start talking and Angela says that she wants to stay with this Survivor Men group that she's been going with. So basically Enzo is the only option. Ben is super quiet about all this, you know, and then Angela finally is kind of probing him and stuff. And she's like, hey, Tyson's off the table for me, because Ben ends up saying like, well, what he said, Dom or Tyson, sounds good to me. And she's like, well, Tyson's off the table for me. And Ben says Enzo is off the table for him.
Yeah.
Angela asks him, so you're going to go against the Alliance? And Ben's like, I don't know. And at this point, Angela kind of is like, hey, let's sleep on this. Like, she realizes that he's in a mode where he is not going to rationalize or anything. This is a very emotional response. And she knows that. It is. He loves Enzo. Him and Enzo have gotten close, I think, through, you know, I love Enzo. I think that Enzo and I could be good friends. I think that he's good people. That's just, you know, there and having a good time. I think that he brings levity to the seriousness of it. And he's just fun and nice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how he made it in Big Brother. Big Brother is a social game.
Yeah.
Like, Enzo didn't win a whole lot of comps in Big Brother. He made it on his social game.
Yeah. I did think it was interesting, though, that it did cut to a scene where he said something like, Ben said something like, I'm not too worried about my alliance with Tyson because we're almost at the end of the game, so I can piss him off and there's not really going to be a lot of repercussions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're almost at the end. And so it's like, why doesn't the same apply to, like, everybody else then? Like, if Enzo is like your buddy and your guy that you are defending outside of your alliances, then throw in Dominic. Yeah.
Right.
Like, fight your alliance. Who cares? Yeah. Like, at some point you have to sort of,
well, here's the deal.
Pledge your allegiance, whether your buddy or deal. Your,
that's the difference between the real challenge, like the OG challengers in this season though. They would realize that, like, you're at this point, you don't need that alliance anymore.
Yeah.
Ben, you don't need him. Do whatever the hell you want.
Ben did the wrong thing. He did. Enzo was so understanding about this because Benzo picked the wrong fight.
At this point,
should have gone Dominic.
You should have 100% gone Dom because you don't need him. You don't need Dom's vote. This is the it.
Yeah.
This is the men going to the final.
It was the week before the final. No, he didn't know that, but it's coming up close enough.
I just
feel
like
that shit, man.
I feel like everybody there should realize that how many people go into the final. Like, you walk into the show and you don't know how many people go to the freaking final, and you can't look around to say like, "Oh, I don't need to do that now because I'm good." Like, that's what Ben needed, and you know, I mean, it all ended up working out in the end. But in this moment, I felt like Ben should have made the choice or made the stand and said, I'm going Dom, and that would be it, you know? But he didn't. Yeah.
Mendy loves seeing Angela work the guys.
Oh, I do. She's smart. She does it good.
I kind of like that too, but I'm shouting at the TV the whole time like, what are you doing? Why are you keep fucking this up? Because, they're playing Angela's game. I mean, it is Angela's bossing everybody around, and good for her, but
she knows how to work them.
Yeah, no, good for her.
Good
for her. But Ben did the wrong. Ben made the wrong move here. I mean, like you said, Amanda, it doesn't matter. By the end, it doesn't matter. But
it doesn't.
Still, he made the wrong move.
He did make the wrong move, and I definitely agree. I think he should have stood his ground in this moment because you have to realize that the regular challengers would have known that this is the last men's elimination before the final. And that it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And his friendship with Enzo was more important. And he didn't need the Alliance anymore. He didn't. He didn't need them.
Nope.
The Alliance is not helping you in the final. No one's helping anybody. They're out for themselves.
Yep.
So, I mean, what do you need from them from this point forward?
Nothing. Fully agree. But luckily, Enzo is old enough and wise enough to know, like, I don't think that Enzo's going to hold this against Ben. Mm-mm. It's kind of too late for that. I think that they'll be buddies. I think that their friendship will recover from this.
Yeah.
But Ben, you fucked this up, man. That was not cool.
Yeah. So, the next morning, Danny, Tyson, and Angel all talk about Ben kind of going off the rails and going rogue. Then Ben and Angela meet the next morning. Ben completely apologizes and understands if it has to be Enzo. And this is the moment where I'm like, why? But whatever. But I guess, good for Angela to have to deal with it. So then we get Angela and David talking. Angela's like, people can't protect you. Enzo can't do anything to protect you or can't do anything to help protect him. And David is having a hard time understanding why she's going after a big brother person. David, are you blind?
David's kind of an idiot.
Yeah,
David, are you blind, David?
It's Survivor's game.
Like, yeah. It's Survivor's game. And Angel's is like, fine, I'm with them. It's good. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like, oh, at this point, I just am like, David, where you been? Like, we're like 3 weeks removed from Big Brother. What are you talking about? Like, Angela hasn't been on Big Brother teams for like 3 weeks.
Right. In the house is probably like 5 days.
Yes, so it's, in the house.
You got to give him a little credit, but it is true. David just doesn't see what's happening.
He doesn't see a picture
of how things are moving and who's aligning with who.
He's one of those people that's like, I'm running this game. And like, he has no clue what's going on.
Yeah, he's kind of blind to everything.
Well, and I think that's kind of how Sarah is. I think that they just get kind of blinded.
And Ben.
Yes.
I mean, all of these are sort of like, they don't quite see the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. Looking just, to the outside.
They're and looking like, one obstacle in front of them mm-hmm. instead of at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge is all about like the final. Like the final is the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
Swaggy C came into the Big Brother house like, I'm going to run this place. Gone. Super quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, Angela then asked Ben, she's like, hey, I told David, so like, when do you want to tell Enzo? I gotta tell him soon.
Just super manipulative and shitty of Angela. Right? What the fuck was that? That was rude. Put Ben in a super awkward place.
I do think that it's nice though that Ben here says like, hey, I want to tell him myself, like, you can't go. Like, this is a smart move on Ben's part, you know what I mean? First of all, he can help damage control if Enzo comes back, kind of like, hey, buddy, I tried all I could, but I can't convince her, to vote any other way, which is what he did. But if Angela was there, he couldn't have pitched that. You know what I mean? Because he just went to Angela and was like, I understand, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? He could have had that same conversation.
Yeah. Well, he looked fully impotent too, going to Enzo, frankly. If it's just like, she won't let me do anything else, man.
Yeah.
She won't let me do it. Mm-mm. She won't let me do it.
Yeah.
Which is like, come on, man. Like, you have some sort of agency in this situation, at least a little bit. No, he just looked sort of pathetic in that sort of thing. I appreciated him going to Enzo, but he did not look good.
I 150% get the Enzo doesn't understand how they didn't pick Dom over him.
Yeah.
150%. Oh,
yeah. It should have been Dom.
First of all, I feel like the only thing that Enzo is like massively deficient in is the swimming. Okay. Everything else, I feel like he's status quo. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's not.
Amanda's getting worked up.
No, I know. I shouldn't.
She's about to knock over a beer. She's talking with her hands.
No more arm movements. No more hand movements. But yeah, I feel like his biggest kind of hurdle is that, you know? Whereas Dom, I feel like he's got a lot of things that maybe he might not be the best at. Whereas I feel like Enzo could just mediocrely compete in a lot of levels and stay kind of, you know, relative to everybody else.
So that was never the thing. It was always just to get Enzo in there.
Yeah. But I really think that it's just like, you know, I think that this is the moment where if I were Angela, I would maybe think about the fact of like how many pros and cons for the two of them. You don't need this alliance at this point. Get rid of Dom, like, you know what I mean, over Enzo. I don't know. So then he talks to Ben. Then Enzo goes to Angela, says that he would have never done that to her. This is when Angela gets bad, right here. Angela says that he slept the whole season and he doesn't deserve it. Now, somebody who has won 2 eliminations, you cannot say that about them. Yeah. If they went into no eliminations and have done nothing, you can say that. But Enzo has won 2 eliminations that weren't just throwaway eliminations at this point. I mean, I just feel like that she's not really within her right to say that he doesn't deserve to be there.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
So,
especially that she's been defending Tyson this whole time.
Yeah.
A stronger argument could be made that Tyson doesn't deserve to be there.
Yeah. You've had a couple wins. Like, how hard have
but
you
he
had
hasn't
to work?
Gone into the arena?
How hard have you had to work to be here?
Yeah. in these last few.
You've never been in danger. You've never been in danger, you know?
Yep. Like, and I like Tyson, but come right, on. Like, that's right. A bad argument.
Yeah. That's not a good argument. That's 150% true. Angela has just got a horrible argument at this point. Yeah. So Enzo said that Tyson doesn't need it. He has $1 million and he looks like Jesus.
I did like that about it.
I did. Enzo's the best.
We saw a petty side here.
Enzo's the best, man. He will put the digs in and he will be like, what the hell? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, and he's very rational. Like, that's what I like Enzo. Enzo, he's a common man, right? Yeah. Like, we all relate to him because he's very much like us. Yeah. Just normal people out in the world.
And I feel like Enzo says this shit.
Yeah.
And then it's immediately gone. Like, he doesn't care about Tyson. He wanted to say some shit.
Oh, he says
He said some shit.
Yeah.
And then he's just, like, ready to move on.
Well, it's very, like, flippant, too. It's not, like, aggressive. It's not aggressive. It's just very, like... What the hell? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Looks like Jesus Christ. Yeah. He's got $1 million. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, anyway, fuck that guy. Anyway, moving on.
And Tyson's probably like, oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So then we get Angela, Alyssa, and David talking. Basically, Angela and Alyssa are like, hey, we're not going after you. It's a game, buddy. Like, you're in there. Like, we're not trying to get... you kicked out. Like, I mean, if they put in Tyson against him, that would be like them trying to get him out. But no, they didn't throw some horribly hard competitor at him. They weren't, you know, it's a game, buddy. Like, yes, it's your buddy, but it's not a big threat. So we're trying to give you a fighting chance, you know, like we're not against you. Then we get Enzo and David talking. Enzo says that he wants to win and then come back and just make fun of people. And I love this. I'm like, yes, Enzo, please, please do it. I would love it. So, that takes us to the arena.
Payback's a bitch, bitch.
Chucha.
Yep. So David's called out and then we don't even get both of them talking. Ben just says that it's going to be the better half of the Italian Stallions, Enzo. TJ does ask, what happened to Benzo? And Ben's like, no, we still think we good. We'll see. We'll see how much Enzo is forgiving of Ben not sticking up for him.
He's forgiving, but hesitant.
Not forget.
Right. Yes. Yeah. If this was a longer game, this would have repercussions. The finals next week, so who cares?
But this is tight, yeah.
Yeah.
So, this elimination is called Balls In.
It's a classic one.
We've seen this a million times. For 15 fucking years you've seen this game.
Yeah. So, basically, there is a giant ring with a goal in the middle. It's played in rounds where one person is offense and the other is defense. The offense player's goal is to get the ball in the goal. The defense player's goal is to knock the ball out of the circle. Basically, the most points after 5 rounds will win this thing. So, immediately I'm cheering for Enzo. Like, I love Enzo from Big Brother.
I don't even know who that other guy is in this game.
And don't
never
worry,
seen him before.
You feel that same way about him if you watched his Big Brother season.
Yep.
I mean, he just kind of is tertiary.
Right.
You know?
He's there.
Yeah, he's there. So right out the gate, I'm like, come on. And I'm thinking, this is scrappy. Enzo's got this. Like, he's way... I feel like David is kind of clumsy and not as, like... Whereas I feel like Enzo was kind of like, you know, he's a jerk. Is he from Jersey? Is that where you're? What's that accent?
He's from Staten Island or something.
Anyways.
Yeah.
He's from the East Coast. I mean, the East Coast, you know, like the East Coast people, they all have reputations for being like fighters kind of scrappy and stuff. So, like, I think instantly that I think that Enzo is going to be better at this than David. But I got a little nervous. Okay. So round one, nobody gets a point. But round two.
The meow meow is from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Jersey.
Okay. I thought that's what it was.
The meow meow?
Meow meow. That's his nickname.
Why is that? Why?
It's from Big Brother.
Big Brother.
What's the story behind that though?
I don't remember.
Don't remember.
He likes
He's
cats.
Just the meow.
He's used it on the show before.
Yeah. He's.
Oh.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago.
With Leo. Yeah.
I thought Leo was meow meow because he likes cats. No,
Leo just likes cats. But before all of this on Big Brother, Enzo's nickname was meow meow.
Oh, yeah.
It was part of an
alliance. I was probably not following when you guys were talking about that.
It was like a Big Brother alliance thing, I think. Like, I think it went along with one of his alliances or something.
He was the meow meow.
He was the meow meow.
Oh, David goes home.
Yeah, but not before we were very concerned that Enzo was going to go home.
I thought he was gassed completely.
It was a nail biter here. Yes, yeah. Enzo did look gassed after that first round. I thought, Enzo
tired.
Yeah,
you know, at the end round 3 through 5, yeah. David looked like gassed. He looked like he was gonna pass out.
Yes, yes.
Like he could pass out any minute.
Yeah, there was a big difference between how Enzo looked and David. Enzo looked tired before David did. But Enzo looked like he could have kept going.
Yes.
And David, by the end of it, looked glassy-eyed, like he was fucking done, man.
Checked out.
Yep.
Yep.
So, yeah, David gets round 2. Round 3, nobody gets anything. And then Enzo takes round 4 and 5 to win this thing.
I like the basketball shoots. We've seen that on the MTV show. Yeah. People get tired. They feel like they can't win, so they just start shooting like it's a basketball.
Right?
Not a good strategy. Nope. It's never worked.
Well, it worked for – I think it worked better for Enzo than it did for David.
But Enzo had a follow-up of how to deal with it once.
Well, 150%.
And David seemed like he didn't understand what the game was.
No, because he was just gassed at that point.
He just kept going after Enzo when the ball, like, what's Enzo doing? Like, Enzo's not, doesn't matter in this game. No. Like, go for the ball, man.
Yeah, go kick that ball out of the circle. Jeeven early.
Right. Yeah.
So, Enzo wins this, and this is his third elimination win, which is super freaking impressive. He says, but this is what I love about Enzo. Enzo goes on this tirade where I'm like, I'm going to take all your kinds of money. Like he's like, I'll take your pesos. I mean, like he goes on this like whole gambit and I just love that. And he says, I'm just robbing people left and right in the arena. And true. So, he says, I think I'm a night guy because the challenges are during the day and the eliminations are at night. So Enzo's decided he just is a night guy. But this night guy is now the richest man with 18,000, richest man by far. I mean, you know, I mean, he's well overtaken Tyson at this point. He was overtaking Tyson last episode, but he's at 18 grand now. So, Enzo, I'm excited to see Enzo go into the final with the most money. What are we going to give him? MTV, do not screw me on this.
I'm sure it's nothing.
I'm going to be so pissed off.
I'm sure it's nothing. I'm sure probably. His advantage is zero.
I mean, I don't think Enzo's got a fighting chance of winning in endurance runs and stuff against Tyson, but I would love to see him get a little something for those elimination wins.
Yeah,
he's some not. Some he big won't. Advantage.
He won't. No. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Amanda.
So, I can have hope.
You can, but... prepare to be disappointed. That's all.
Always.
Next Always. Episode finale.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Now, I have heard rumblings that, in fact, the next MTV season of The Challenge, the winners will be moving on to the grand.
Thank God.
Oh, are they included?
Thank God. Yeah, I was going to be.
It's rumors.
Be so
good.
That's what I've heard.
Yes, good, they good, should. Good.
But
they should.
Who knows?
They should.
They I should. Hope
they could
do.
Be wrong.
They don't. I hope they do. Listen, if they have some kind of global thing and there is not some kind of OGs there or
no
people
West.
Or just people that competed on the OG season. I don't care if it was a noob that got all the way to the final and won it and then they made it to that. But you had to have competed on that OG, like the set.
MTV
the
MTV needs a side. Place at the table. Yes, I agree.
Gross.
I agree.
I would just be mad if they weren't given the opportunity because
that's great.
I feel like it's
that's
a
news.
You know, it's
Again,
a big thing.
Rumors, don't hold me to it. We may get there and be like, where the fuck
MTV.
Are the MTV people?
You to MTV. It, Wolfie. I'm telling you. You better
I'm going to be pissed at you.
I'm going to be mad at MTV.
That's fine.
I'm going to be pissed at Wolfie.
Head over to challengebot.com. Join the Facebook group. Tell us what you think. If you've heard the rumors that people will be from MTV will be in this global competition.
Look at that.
Okay.
That's your bedtime.
Amanda?
Written by...
Brian Wolford.
That's right.
Just says written by Brian Wolford on your watch.
Yeah,
that was weird.
It just popped up because it knows that we're hanging out.
That's weird.
That is
I don't like your watch.
I think your watch is stalking you.
I think so.
Maybe.
You can also join our Patreon. What do people get when they join our Patreon, Tim?
Daisy, what do they get?
I don't know.
$1 gets you exclusive access to after shows, pre-shows, all sorts of bonus content, us talking about mostly horror movies and fast food.
I like money.
And I like money. I'm sure we've talked about I Love Money, that TV show I Love Money.
Yes, I Love Money.
I'm sure we've talked about it in the after shows. $5 a month, you get video. Say hello. Daisy, wave to the camera.
Right.
Some of our patrons. There you go. Wave. Patrons only can see my daughter, who I wrestled in the mid-show.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
It was great. And for $2 a month, we say your name. So thank you to Abby, Allie, Alphonse, Alvin, Amanda, Anais, Andrea, Andrew, Bell, Brian, Cab, Carlin, Caroline, Cassandra, Christian, Christopher, Clint, names. Danielle, Danielle, Daz, Ellen, Ari, Greg, Heidi, Isabella, Jacqueline, Jamie, Janelle, Jim, Julie, Catherine, Katie, Kyla, Lori, Leanne, Lily, LJ, Luke, Madeline, Mendy, Misty, Nicole, Patty, Roldan, Ryan, Sarah, Scott, Seth, Shakar. All right, Daisy.
I wanted to read some.
All right, Daisy, you read the last ones here.
Yeah. Stan, Tara, Taylor, Taylor, Zach.
There we go.
Yay! Whoop, whoop. Thank you, everybody.
We love all but one of you.
Yes, we love you. You're the best.
Thanks, everybody. Mago. So the bad news, Tim's gone next week. And it's the finale. We didn't realize that.
What? Oh, no. You're going to be gone for this finale?
We're going to sort this thing out.
Should we wait?
Oh.
I think we should
wait. When are you going to be back?
You shouldn't wait.
I think I'm back on Sunday.
You're leaving on the 16th?
I leave on Wednesday.
Oh, you leave on Sunday.
I believe I'm back on
Sunday. So what if we came over on Monday?
Okay. Yeah, I should be able to do that.
Okay.
Do it on Monday.
Should be all right. Should be all right.
Well, there you go, folks.
Right? Maybe I'll take.
So it's gonna be a little.
Maybe I'll take Tuesday off.
Oh, Amanda's gonna get all crazy.
Listen, it's the finale. It's an extended episode finale in the middle of the week. Yeah. I feel like maybe it might be due for or at least a go in a couple hours late, kind of a come in late kind of thing.
Amanda's gonna go nuts. So finale. All right.
It's gonna be a little bit of a wait. It's gonna be just over a week.
All right. Let's predict.
We'll get that pecan praline whiskey.
Let's predict.
I'm up the place.
One man, one woman. Who's gonna win this thing?
Tyson and Angela.
Really?
Tyson and Angela.
You guys are going easy. I'm going to go.
I could go Alyssa, too. I mean, I think Alyssa.
Here, I'll do this. Who I want to win?
Yeah.
Enzo and Alyssa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to go Danny because I really like Danny.
Yeah.
And Desi.
Yeah, I'd love to see Danny and Desi win. That would be excellent. I just don't think that
nobody picking Sarah, huh?
Yeah,
Martha.
I think Desi, Angela, and Alyssa. It just depends. It's the luck of the draw. It's whatever the final events are.
Yeah,
yeah. Between the three of them,
final. Yeah, it's every final.
Between the three of them, I feel like they're very evenly matched as far as, you know, it would just be the change of the wind. Whereas I don't know if Sarah. You know, if Sarah's, I don't think Sarah's very great at puzzles and things like that. And there's,
she seems
I mean,
like
the final
pressure,
is heavy.
She
that's it. Freaks out. That's kind of why she was like, hey, everybody, have me. I mean, that was a pressure situation that she couldn't handle.
Yep. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it for this episode of Challenge. This has been Brian.
Amanda.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
Me.
Daisy Sue.
Steve Harrington.
Steve the Harrington. And as Enzo said, if you come in the arena, I'm robbing you. That's not the outro.
Oh, it's fine though. I still feel like we should play this every week as the outro.
Dance for the camera, Daisy. Get behind Amanda and dance.